Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Hello, it's the Puffcast.
Hello.
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 It's
Hello.
The Puffcast.
We're a little bit delirious because we've looked at the rundown for today's episode.
Yeah.
just the anticipation is sending us over the edge.
It is. Too much.
By itself.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard, the outrageous Scott Brennan.
Hi.
And the punctual Toby Sullivan.
Is this going to take long?
I'm
going to work it. I'm going to work it till it succeeds.
Don't work it too hard.
Do you know, I'm feeling so self-conscious nowadays doing this because
Why?
Since the last time we did a batch of these, someone was on Twitter saying that I'm the least favourite poofy.
That was me. Yeah, sorry.
Surely so
it's
after...
It's in the back of my mind now that I know that a lot of people listen... Well, a lot of people. Four people listen to this.
In Trinidad and Tobago.
But the only one I'm paying attention to is this dude that said that I'm the least...
That was someone in Adelaide who came to see the show and you weren't in it and Wes was.
And he said, thank God, because he's my least
favourite. He didn't say thank God.
He didn't say it out loud, but that's what I heard.
Oh, my God.
And what he said was, my two favourites from the Talking Puffy Puffcast.
Yeah, which puts me.
Which was me and Scott.
Stephen
were there.
Bradbury over here. That puts me.
You're the least favourite. That doesn't mean you're crap, though. It just means me.
I mean, sure, I did get, I don't know if you saw on Twitter this week, someone who, one of my followers, who had just listened to episode 24, where you
the
went.
Timberlake.
A little bit off chops about Justin Timberlake playing a poke in the Facebook movie. And he said, Toby Sullivan is officially my favourite person in the world.
There you
really?
Go. Because so does that...
You guys.
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah. I feel really validated.
Oh.
When did you become a fat girl?
Yeah.
I'm not really that fat. It's just...
You're not that fat, Toby.
You guys are amazing. Do you want to sing Aguilera with me at karaoke?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, I would, except, you know, we're going to go have sex with someone in the toilet now, and you're not going to be able to find me for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then when you do find me, you're just going to be really, you know, I couldn't find you for 2 hours. I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, sorry. And that's going to be the end of the argument.
Yeah.
Well, at least I know where I stand now.
Yeah, good. Can you get us a drink, Toby?
Yeah, okay. I'll be back in a minute.
You go and get a drink. We'll play one of these ads.
In a world where everything was perfect, their jobs were perfect.
Oh my God, can you believe we now get free muffins at the call center?
Their hair was perfect.
I don't even care how it looks from the side. From the front, it looks fabulous.
Their house was perfect.
Oh wow, that grouting is so clean.
But their lives were about to be turned upside down. It would start slowly.
Honey... Did you finish the Cetal hairspray?
But soon...
Oh, I didn't even know that Persian feta could go off.
It would go far beyond what they could imagine.
I tried to get some, but Club X's don't even sell Amel.
Until one day, something would happen that would change their lives forever.
Oh, God, Troy. There's a shit stain on the bottom sheet. What's happening?
This summer.
How could you use up all the South Wonder soap? These sheets are 1,000 thread counts. Run! Run!
Ask yourself.
Don't blame me. You're the one with an ass like a Vegemite jar.
Just how much can two homosexuals take?
Why do you hate me?
Deep Impact 2. This time, it's rectal.
Well, go on then. Run off with Jason. I'm sure he'd love to have you.
Coming soon.
Whoa.
Well.
I don't even know anymore why.
We're really... Our sponsors are going down. They're just... not.
That's because we don't charge them any money.
Oh, okay, right.
We need to get a new marketing manager.
We really do.
This is not okay.
If you want to advertise on the Puffcast, please email puffcast@talkingpuffy.com.au.
I would love if we got an actual advertiser.
Oh, yeah.
But I would love it if they were like a butcher or like a fashion accessories retailer.
And they actually got us to make the ad.
Yeah. Oh, that's the deal. We offer a very generous package. We will produce the ad for you and you have no control over what we
do. Yes, yeah.
But we will do it like a live read. Yeah. It'll be awesome. You'll love it.
Yeah. How's your weekend been, Adam? Well, I was at Gourmet Meats.
Yes.
Of
Del Monte's Suits.
I was at Gourmet Meats and Del Monte Suits, and now I'm Lady Gaga. We'll combine your ads into one.
Yeah.
One. We should push on with
we
the Gator Z.
We should do some actual content, yes.
The Gator Z is careering towards the end.
Isn't it?
We are up to W, which is, you know.
We had a bit of choice.
The obvious one is, you know, what we all do when we've got a day off work. Sitting down, watching Oprah and just
waiting,
tossing one off.
Ah,
rubbing one out to Oprah.
Rubbing one out to Oprah.
Having a crack at yourself.
Oh, this year is my year!
But no, we decided to go with water sports.
Yeah. So skiing.
Skiing, motorboating.
Pissing on your butt. What? Oh, shit.
Water sports, which in gay language does mean, you know, all forms of urine.
Golden showers.
Golden showers, all that. Although I did love when I read about the Prince William's Bucks weekend, which is being organised by Prince Harry.
Uh-oh.
And it said they were going down to the coast and they would be doing some water sports. And I was like, oh, my God, I want to see it.
Oh, my God.
They do mean water skis.
No, no. Well, if Harry's organising it, you never can tell.
You don't know.
He's a dirty bitch.
He's a dirty bitch.
He would. I have to say I have nothing for water sports.
Nothing?
Nothing,
really?
Nothing. Zero.
But you've seen it.
I've seen it. I've seen it happen.
How does it make you feel?
Someone's going to have to clean that up.
Right.
It just has me reaching for the gay and wipe. I just can't. That's all I can think about. Someone's going to have to clean that up.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's messy.
Right.
That's messy. I do. I think about the aftermath. What would you... Was that soap enough? Or would you have to bathe on yourself? I just... Look, it's just a thing. It does absolutely nothing for me.
Do you have to soak yourself in, like, two parts vinegar? One part...
I'd have a Martha Gardner douche.
Yeah.
See, I think it looks hot, but then it's, you know, pretty much anything coming out of a penis onto anyone, I get excited about.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's not the one I was expecting, but I'll take it. Here we go.
Have
you done it?
I haven't been weed on. I don't know. I don't, it's not really for me, but I have weed on.
Someone.
Well, I've actually weed on two people at the same time.
Oh.
And they really... And loved it.
Did they like it?
Yeah, they really loved it. So that
they
was
thought
kind
they
of...
were a lemon tree.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if you do something you don't like it, but they like it.
Yeah.
So that their was kind of like it can be quite a turn on.
Exactly. That was kind of, you know, it was good for me because they were getting off on it. But
and so it's like it's I don't get really... it, but as long as you kids are happy.
Hey, yeah.
I tried to do it once.
You tried a water sport,
and it's like, you know, and oh, let's go in the shower and do it. And
you're such a long-suffering bitch.
Yeah,
all right.
Oh well, you did the vacuuming, so go on. Let's go.
But the problem was like it didn't really come off because, you know, there's a valve in your doodle, that stops urine coming out.
I've never read the instructions.
If you've cracked a fat.
If you've cracked a fat.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
Urine's quite acidic and will just burn the fuck out of all your little semen and you won't make a baby.
Yeah.
You can't do two at once.
It's your prostate, isn't it, that does that?
Yeah. And that also makes the jizz come. But yeah, so there's a valve that shuts off. So
you can't.
So you have to kind of...
Yeah,
wanting to have sex.
It's inherently flawed.
Yeah.
It's the catch-22.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was like, hang on, no, stop putting it in your mouth because it's going to, you know. It's going hard again. I got to soft up so I can, I had unholy pressure. I desperately needed to go.
Yeah. Right.
I had like a bucket of alcohol and it was like, it needs to come out really soon.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, when you're in the middle of sex and you're like, oh, I really have to go to the toilet. And then you sit there and it's like,
come on.
I'm stiff as a board because I'm really randy because I'm in the middle of this. And now, So it's that. The logistics are terrible.
Yeah.
It sounds quite frustrating.
I know.
It's quite difficult
to
arrange.
Would think because you couldn't piss, that would be a turn off because now you're not having sex anymore. The thought of you doing something that might be sexy makes it stay up.
But it's quite a thing. Well, like they have whole water sports nights at some place.
Yeah.
They have whole facilities built especially.
Yeah.
I wonder what it tastes like.
What piss tastes like? We have to ask Bear Grylls. I don't know. It's not my department. He loves a bit of that, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, if Bear Grylls was stranded at Northlands for half an hour, he would drink his own piss.
Yeah.
Like if he was at Westfield at Bondi Junction.
Yeah.
There's only one thing to do. The bus is going to be another hour. I have to drink my own piss to survive.
If he was stuck at the lights in his car. I'm just going to have to drink my own piss.
If he was waiting for someone to answer the telephone, the phone's ringing, they haven't answered. There's only one way. I have to drink my own piss. He loves a bit of water sports, Grylls.
Yes. Grylls, yes.
But it is funny, isn't it? It's like there's no inherent reason to be into water sports apart from the fact that it comes out of a dick. It's just like some people are so dick crazy and good on them. I guess I've had my moments.
The people that like being jizzed on, like, you know, having it go all over them and seeing it coming out.
I
get that it's the same sensation, really.
Is it dangerous? Can you catch anything? Because that was a perfectly harmonised fellas. Because I know that your own urine is an antiseptic to yourself. But I'm not sure what if it's...
Really?
Yes.
So you can...
Because it comes from your body. You can wee on a wound and it will...
Well, no, because if you get stung by a jellyfish, someone pisses on it. Maybe...
It's acidic. It's fairly acidic. It also, I mean, generally people are pissing on each other when they've drunk a lot of beer.
Yeah, so it's probably why.
And it's really watered down.
Yes.
So it's just mostly fluid. There's no.
I think but
that,
right.
That stinky concentrated stuff that comes out first
like
thing
Barocca
in the morning.
Or, you know.
That would be bad.
Yeah, that would be.
It would sting, I reckon, in your eye. And it smells
like
it smells so bad. Yeah. Whereas beer piss doesn't actually smell.
No, because it's mostly water.
Yeah. You've just filtered out the alcohol.
Yeah, it's true.
With your liver.
Mm.
There we go. Look at us. We're doctors now.
Yeah. Dr. Puffy.
We do have an amazing knack for taking any kind of sexual act and wringing the sensuality out of it until we're just talking about, imagine if you had a coffee and some asparagus.
I am what is known as a difficult artist.
Puffcast. Okay, we are about to embark on our comedy festival show.
Yes, we are. For better or let's face it, worse.
Yes, 11 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays if you're in Melbourne at the Vic's Bar at the Vic Hotel, which is on the back of our trip to Adelaide where, Toby, you weren't there. Well, you were there for one weekend.
But I made a special cameo.
Yes. At the back of the room falling asleep and knocking over a bottle.
You fell asleep during our show.
I did fall asleep during the show.
Kicked over a bottle.
That is true.
But joining us on stage instead of Toby was the lovely Wes Snelling.
G'day.
Now, Wes, we thought you would be appropriate to talk about just exactly what happened in Adelaide. Because we can't remember.
I have about 30 seconds memory. I think which is fine because I think we just repeated the same shit over and over again.
Yeah.
Really?
Wasn't there some ruckus like when you first checked in at the hotel?
Oh, it started at the airport. When I was frisked because I had an explosive briefcase.
Oh, yeah.
Wes set off the explosion detector in Melbourne as we were going into the airport.
Oh, and it was like six in the morning. I had about a minute's sleep. And I was.
And Adam and I, being true friends, went, oh, fuck you, we're going to go get breakfast.
Yes.
And so we're over waiting in line at Hungry Jack's or something. And we look across and you've got your arms spread and you're being felt up by some.
So what happened? They tested you for explosives
tested
and you were
me
positive.
And this woman, who I think was a drag queen, she was the campest woman I've ever met, and she was brilliant, but I thought the whole thing was a joke, to be honest. I thought she was joking when she said, you know, we need to test it. It's actually coming up positive. And,
For explosives.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, that's hilarious. I'm just going to... And I couldn't leave. She said... And then she said, do you want me to... Do you want to go into a room to be frisked or are you happy for it to happen out here? And I thought... Well, do I have to get nude? Are you going to stick your hand up my ass? Because I'd like to be in a room for that.
Hang on, I'll just call Scott. Scott, can I have that Amol? Which, you know, the ironic thing is, both Scott and I had Amol, which would fail an explosion test. And Wes is the one that gets done.
What happened?
So what happened was I was just carrying this briefcase, this really cool briefcase from like the 60s, you know, that I'd bought from an op shop for $10, and that the lacing on the briefcase
was, from the Al-Qaeda op shop.
was explosive, and so,
Wow.
So they let me go and I went and had me Hungry Jack's and we went to Adelaide.
We did go to Adelaide.
So before you even got to to Adelaide, you'd tested, you'd caused international security.
Yes.
Scare.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love that they're checking that someone's going to blow up a plane to Adelaide.
Yeah.
Security, wow. High alert. Wow. So, yeah, then we checked into the hotel and it was...
Oh, my Lord.
Because we were all staying in the one apartment and we got there and the guy says to us on the phone, goes, okay, now we've only got one set of keys for this room and you have to drop them back in reception so housekeeping can clean the room. And we're like, what? There's three of us.
Three homosexuals.
Three homosexuals. I have to go to work at fucking 4:30 in the morning Adelaide time to do breakfast radio and then these cunts are going to be out drinking somewhere.
And until 4:30 in the morning Adelaide time.
And I was like, so how do they get in? Do they just come and get the... He goes, no, no, we'll have to ring the apartment and if there's someone in there, let them in.
What?
Yeah. We're like, no, this is not happening.
No way.
So this is the start of it. So we check into this one room, right?
With the one key.
And by the way, that room also was, you know, not really of our standard.
No, it was a bit small.
Was it too classy, was it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there weren't any broken windows.
Was there carpet on the floor? Yeah.
But what happened was is we literally arrived in this room and went, well, this is not on. So Adam called and said, we need another room. We need a room with three keys, a bigger room, make it happen now. And we were literally in the room about 4 minutes. And in that period of time, Adam had weed pissed literally all over the bathroom floor.
And I sit down to wee.
And it went in between, you know, the seat and the bowl.
So I managed to get my dick wedged in between those two things.
Were you drunk?
Yeah, I was hammered.
It was 10 o'clock in the morning.
We got to Adelaide at 7 a.m. And our room wasn't going to be ready till 3 p.m.
Oh,
so
I see.
So we'd been wandering the streets of Adelaide drinking all the champagne we could find.
Yes. Right.
You'd taken a little stroll down Lollipop Lane.
Yeah, a little bit. So in that period of 4 minutes, Adam's pissed all over the floor. Scott's had a 30-second power nap, so the bed's all messy. Yeah. I look back when we leave to finally go to our new room and look back and there's just literally shit condoms everywhere. Corn chips all over the balcony. Piss all over the floor. Bed sheets soiled. But we got our three keys and a new room.
And what wasn't there, I heard, because what I know from the random text messages I received throughout the course of the fortnight, and wasn't there something about singing show tunes too loudly?
That was our cast party on the final night.
Wasn't there a complaint?
Which, the cast party was Adam and I think Scott was still at the Mars Bar.
We started off at home, you know, playing a few, like we couldn't get the stereo to work, so we were playing songs on my laptop. And Scott, so we went to, we'll go to the Mars Bar, that was too loud, so we left Scott there being bummed off by someone in the toilet.
And then, it wasn't in the toilets. It was on the dance floor.
And then we went back to the apartment and we're doing, I think we did Wicked from beginning to end.
We kept doing songs from Wicked. Wow. And Adam, we still fought over who was going to be Elphaba vocally. And I think
mind you, I could hear this over the music from the Mars Bar, okay?
At the very point when Adam gets up onto the chairs thinking that
I was
being launched,
flying and defying company.
At the point, just the point where his feet then go through the couch, literally through the couch to the floor and rip it in half. At that same point, there's a knock at the door. Can you guys please keep it down?
At 4 a.m.
Yeah. Obviously, all of us spent quite a lot of time at the Mars Bar.
Yes.
Over the fortnight. And I think my favourite moment from those years was when we'd all gone home and Scott phoned Wes from the Mars Bar to say, can you bring a condom around?
Thinking we were still there in the backyard.
Well, I don't know if he did. He might have thought we were. Look, even we'd if gone home around the corner.
Even if you'd flown back to Melbourne, I still would have texted.
It's true. I'm in the toilets at the Mars Bar.
Can you bring me,
a condom?
Like a Pizza Hut or something.
Oh, my God. And if I have to wait more than 30 minutes, it's free.
That's right. Wow. I forgot. What about the night we went back to the apartment because it was quite trashy and tragic? We're all sitting on the balcony having a fabulous time, and I went to bed. Next thing I wake up in the morning, it's like, so what happened? And this goes, oh yeah, Toby went back to the Mars Bar.
I did go back twice. I did have Mars Bar reflux.
When I booked the hotel, I looked at the map of Adelaide and I went, okay, I can book a hotel that's near the venue. So we're going to be there. Like, no, I'll book one that's two streets down from the Mars Bar. Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, good call.
Well, because it was like going to, like going home was like going to the kitchen at a party, just it some was. Quiet time and then right back into it.
Yeah. It was quite, the Mars Bar is like, special.
We had some amazing times there.
Yeah. We saw some teenagers sexually harassed by drag queens on stage. Yes.
That was amazing.
Yes.
We spent a lot of time in the massage chair.
Yeah.
There's no massage chair there. With.
What do you mean?
That's Quentin.
That's a bit of our show. Thanks for listening.
There you go. For those Adelaide people listening.
God, it's me with a bad haircut.
This is the gorgeous Michaela Bannis, currently appearing as the bitchy mole from high school in Winners and Losers.
Yes, yes. Got my tits out. I just call her Tits Fanny Turner instead of Tiffany Turner. But anyway.
Tits Fanny Turner. Now we are.
When I got this job, they said, so she's got, you know, fake hair, fake nails, fake tan, and fake boobs. And I'm like, you know that I am an A-cup. You understand? I'm the suggested actress in the country to play someone with fake tits. So many a chicken fillet went into my bra.
Oh,
that's right. I think they fixed it in post. They're just photoshopping Maria Venuti onto you.
But exactly. All of Maria Venuti.
All of actual Maria Venuti.
On her chest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's who she's going to be when she's older, let me tell you.
Right.
So, Michaela, we have decided to interrogate you.
We're a bit of interrogation, let me tell you.
We are going to prod and probe you like no one has ever done before.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
All right. Your first question while you're sitting under the hot light. Which is covered in a lovely silk scarf, so you don't burn your eyes. Have you ever pashed a member of the same sex?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Michaela, stop being coy. Tell us the truth.
I probably pash lots of members of the cast. Not my current cast members, but on various shows that I've been on, we all pash each other. That's what happens behind the scenes.
Oh, you show folks.
Boys, whatever. We just take what we can get.
When you were doing Avenue Q, did you pash the puppets?
No, I tell you, we did a lot of others. The puppets did a lot of really revolting things backstage.
I bet.
But there was no puppet person action, really, but there was a lot of masturbation and anal shenanigans going on. I was flying everywhere, so yeah.
Oh, my gosh, someone got their Grover out.
Yay!
I would love to see that, a spaffing puppet.
Yeah. It's pretty, fondle me, Elmo.
So not an issue. All the time. All the time. Whatever. Equal opportunity mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's an actress. She's got to learn her trade somewhere.
That's true. It's the only way to pick up accents.
All right.
All right. Next.
Have you ever been propositioned by a crack snacker?
No, but I have been propositioned by an oyster diver on several occasions.
Oh, yeah, really?
Right.
I have been propositioned by a few fabulous lesbians in my time, some of which I would consider if I was interested in vagina, but...
apparently you love cock.
I love the cock.
Well, look, who can blame them? You're an attractive woman.
Yes.
Thanks. I can't believe I just said that. I love the cock. That's really dear Dad, please listen to Talking Puffy. I've had the odd proposition here and there, once from a very, very frightening lesbian, like really dykey leso in a fabulous gay bar in LA.
Wow.
In the toilets.
In the loo?
I vacated.
That's classy. So you're out here shaking the snake. Like, you want to jump on the back of the ute?
Mate, I was like, no, look, if I'm going to go a leso, I'm not going to go a scary donkey one. Thanks, so for the offer, I'm out of here. I need a cocktail. See ya.
Oh, wow.
Cocktail. Hey. Cocktail.
Subliminal.
You can edit that bad joke out.
Did anyone have any particularly good pickup lines? Like, what's the approach?
No, it's normally...
Do you like seafood?
What's that smell? I don't really get asked out very often or have people hit on me very often, so I just take it all as a compliment, no matter if it's a bad pickup line or not, really.
See, glass half full.
Cue the violins.
Yeah. Oh, damn, lesbians love me. Boo!
Now, this is sometimes a difficult question, Michaela.
Yeah.
What is your drag name?
Oh, no, that's not a difficult question. My drag name's Inca Broadmeadows.
is there a story?
Well, no. It's the same as my porn name. I just figure I'll double up.
Really. Yes. As many of them do, love. Yes. As many of them do.
See? It's just, you know, it's the old, you know, pick the name of your first pet in the street now. I just went with that option.
Inca?
And it's Inca Broadmeadows, which just speaks volumes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Inca Broadmeadows sounds like sort of a Pippi Longstocking, sort of Heidi sort of.
Yeah, I like to play it coy. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Also, what? She's flat packed and you can self assemble.
Yeah. What was Inca?
Inca was, we had a black and white cats. So Inca was my pussy when I was a kid. We had Inca and Aztec, but that were our two little kittens when I was
wow. Oh, that kind of Inca.
Oh, yeah, right.
But it just sounds like a fabulous Swedish porn
yeah,
star.
Yeah, my name does. Is Inca.
Inca Broadmeadows. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. I'm glad it's not Aztec Broadmeadows. That sounds like a bass player in a Brazilian metal band.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I always go with the Inca option.
Really. Yeah, that's better.
Or a really bad kind of design style.
Aztec Broadmeadows.
Yeah, kind of Aztec Broadmeadows.
It's a bit Aztec Broadmeadows. Oh, yes, yeah. It's the first corrugated terracotta in existence.
Oh, dear. Now, Michaela, which gay couple, real or imagined, do you wish had adopted you and raised you?
Well, look, in reality, if Portia and Ellen and were a bit older and could adopt me, that'd be fabulous because one's pretty and one's funny, and that's always a good thing. Yeah.
I've never thought of Ellen as being that pretty. No.
But, you know, if I could make one up, Johnny Depp and George Clooney could be my dad.
Game on, Moll.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to get spit roasted factor. By your dads? That's
weird. But how hot would they be passing each other?
Oh, God.
There you go. You see, I've just put the image in your mind. You're like,
if they were my parents, I would misbehave so much.
Oh, yeah.
I've been bad again, Daddy George.
Yeah. I've been bad again. Should I pull my pants down and get your belt?
Yeah.
But, you know, I think Portia and Ellen would be, they would be terrible parents because Portia would be like a real disciplinarian. She would be stern.
Yes.
And you could just run to Ellen all the time and just go, Mama, Portia won't let me, but can I go to Time Zone on Saturday? Oh, sure.
Off you go. And she's
but
from
take
Geelong.
My sneakers off. You don't get to wear my sneakers down to
Yeah. Be a brilliant dysfunctional family.
Yeah. Oh,
fabulous. I love it already.
It is heaven. All right. Now, you get to choose one gay to make disappear from the face of the earth forever.
Oh.
This is
one
a,
gay.
One, yep. one gay.
Banished forever.
Banished from the universe. Never existed.
It never
will.
Happened. It never happened.
Who would that be?
Oh, God. Oh, it'd have to be Justin Bieber. That little lezzo needs to be stopped. Take that little bitch. That's it? Yeah. Yeah, he can fuck right off. Okay.
Do you know what I love about that answer? Is that it's hilarious and so right.
So true. Who the fuck wants to see Justin Bieber anywhere ever again?
I love the idea of you just casting your wand and all of a sudden, poof, there's just this like wig with little smoke coming out from the ground.
A little tuft of hair just left on the floor.
A fringe and some trainers.
Bye, girlfriend. See you later, girl. Bye.
I was watching the Bieber CSI the other night.
Oh,
and it was so entertaining watching all the old character actors in scenes with him barely containing their rage. I did 4 years of Juilliard and 8 years in Revan.
Oh, God, yeah, he's got to go, that kid. Yeah.
Like, if Bieber did a guest spot on Winners and Losers, you would find it difficult to act in a scene with him without punching him in the face, wouldn't you?
Well, the beautiful thing is that I play such a bitch, I think I could find a way to actually punch him in the face.
Yeah. Let's make it happen.
About it. Yeah, let's
a real cat fight.
Let's get Bieber in Winners and Losers now.
Let's get him in and then you can suffocate him with your boobs.
He'd probably love that, the little lezzo.
Yeah, that's true.
He'd crack a whitey.
He'd get a total white on, that's right.
Oh, dear. Well, we are almost at the end of the interrogation. Now, this is our hardcore political question. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm so not into politics, but I'll pretend I care. Yep.
All right. Now, we honour that Tony Abbott is confronted by the gay.
Mm. Mm. Yes. Mm.
Who should he date to, you know, make him less confronted? Who should we send him out on a date with?
We should send him out on a date with that fuckwit Spider Everett, and they should just give each other a rim job and be done with it. You know?
Yeah.
Because he's equally as homophobic, so I reckon they both just need to give each other a good rogering and go, oh, that's what it's all about.
Well, maybe behind closed doors, they'd just be like, bring it on, kabam.
I've got a fabulous gay friend who's desperate to be Spider Everett's date to the Brownlow 1 year. Just would love to just turn up in a frock and just freak him right out.
I love the idea of a bit of phobe on phobe action.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love a bit of phobe porn.
Phobe porn.
Yeah. Someone film it immediately.
That would be amazing.
Yes. And it would be hot. It'd be intense.
It would be intense.
Yes. They'd love it.
And it'd be over really quickly as well.
It's like a really elaborate edition of like the bait bus. I love it. You're a genius, Michaela.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. From time to time, I have moments. Genius. I think that's probably one of them. My mother would be so proud.
Your mother would be proud that you used the word Spider Everett, Tony Abbott, and rim job all in the same sentence.
Yeah. I'm totally going to vote for you in the Senate this year. You are amazing. On that platform, I'll disappear Justin Bieber and force Tony Abbott and Spider Everett to fuck each other.
To rim each other.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm queen of the fairies, so they wouldn't let me in there. They wouldn't.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Michaela Banner, star of Winners and Losers.
Thank you, beautiful boys. Nice to talk to you all.
Well, thank you.
It was spectacular. Oh, my God. My face hurts a little.
Sausages, can you see my lovely sausages?
Podcast. Right, it's time for Woodja.
It has been a scurrilous episode so far.
It has been, yes. Bad.
It's been quite blue.
Bad behaviour on behalf of whatever we got up to in Adelaide. And that naughty Michaela Bannis.
Isn't she heaven?
She's great.
She's awesome.
She's brilliant.
So we thought, because we're being bad, in Woodja this
week.
Talk
about bad boys.
Woodja being where we decide if we'd have sex with someone and under what circumstances.
Yes.
And whether we would tell anyone. Brendan Favola.
Ooh, the ultimate bad boy.
Ultimate bad boy. Fired from 2 football clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Kicked out of the casino, claimed self-harm so that no one would judge him.
God.
Brendan.
Okay, you know what? I've had sex with ugly people. Mm-hmm. I'll admit it. I've had sex with, you know, fat people, old people, all sorts. I draw the line at complete fuckwits.
Oh my God.
Okay. I have to draw a line in the sand and the line, the line is right in front of Brendan Favola.
So Scott was coughing then. He's swallowed someone who doesn't agree with that.
Yeah.
Because you're quite right on. You're quite PC and right on. So I can understand why you would decline.
I would draw the line at
the Fevolution.
Oh, there is so much that is objectionable about that man.
I know he's a thug.
Oh.
I know he's a brute.
Mm.
And I know he likes to wear a dress and brandish a dildo around Federation Square like it's the funnest thing in the world.
Yeah.
But I would so fuck Brendan Favola.
Really?
Yeah.
Same.
Ugly sex is hot.
Because he is a man of lusty appetites.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He has no moderation.
His stop land is broken.
Jabba the Hutt, but I'm not going to let him mount me, all right?
Yeah, I would let Jabba the Hutt mount me. Brendan Favola would fuck you under a blackjack table while he was doubling down.
Yeah.
He would, and I don't know whether he's into drugs or anything, but he would totally snort cocaine from your asshole.
He would snort cocaine from your colon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would shove a straw up you and get it back out.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying that it wouldn't be kind of dirty and possibly enjoyable, but you've got to draw the line somewhere.
You've got a greater moral question.
Well,
don't validate his bad behaviour.
But, you know, we're talking about someone who is just, you know, he's a pisshead and he's a gambler, but, you know, they're unlike, you know, so the more clean-cut AFL players. There's been no rape scandal. There's been no inappropriate touching of teenagers. There's
well, that's quite true, isn't
it's
it?
It's just, you know,
that is true.
It's all been, you know, Alex, his wife, has never complained of, you know, violence or anything. It's more been about just him being a fucking drunken tool.
Just a fuckwit.
When you put it like that, it's quite interesting, isn't it? That yeah. his appetites are no more objectionable than, do you know what I mean? Like it's yeah. quite, it's quite a. In a sense, it's quite moderate. It's like it's not violent. Or
no.
It's stupid. It's brain dead.
This is the damning indictment on sports stars today.
That Brendan Favola
is seen as a moderate.
Yeah. yeah.
You know? Like correct. It is a correct. Damning
but
indictment.
But he's been fired twice, yet there are people who are, you know, raping left, right and centre.
Yeah.
And yeah. statutory rape as well, like indulging in sex with
yes.
underage girls.
Yes.
And they all still have their jobs.
Yes.
We've seen photos of their penises on the internet and they all still have their jobs.
We've all been underwhelmed by those people.
yeah, yes.
We've all felt a sense of crushing disappointment.
Oh, because you really liked...
yeah, I did.
You liked
yeah, I did.
Needle Dick Riewoldt.
I did.
Before you realised he had a knitting needle between his legs.
Oh, my God.
I would have, but I wouldn't now.
Nah, okay.
Definitely wouldn't.
He doesn't use a condom. He uses a thimble.
He looks like sort of...
No, it's long. It's just thin.
Yeah.
It looks like
it looks like Toby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, it was you all along.
Me all along. I've been tweeting as Isabella Kay for some time.
Wow.
Nick Riewoldt looks like someone took Jonathan Taylor Thomas and just exposed him to, like, growth hormones. And
yeah.
Got, you know.
No, it actually looks a bit deflated.
Yeah.
It looks
yeah,
like
yeah.
a kind of one of those long balloons.
It looks like a that, depressed jumping
yeah,
castle.
Yeah.
Also, I wonder about men who are very comfortable being nude and having their penises out with other men in the room.
Like, yeah.
I know I mean, we all do that.
Clearly.
But not with each other. It's like people want to fuck.
Yeah.
but Fev is... He's appealingly red-blooded.
Yeah.
You would want to take precautions.
yeah, you'd want to be careful with Fev.
You'd want him to wear a couple of condoms.
yes.
And possibly be chained up.
Yeah. oh, no, I don't know. Yeah.
Dog sex.
I'd probably only have sex with him if there was a tarpaulin between us.
I would disappear into the toilets at the Brownlow with Fev.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Would so...
I'll be in his back pocket.
Just in the interest of being contrary, I'm going to say no.
No. Well, you've been saying no all along.
No, yeah, no, no, I'm not going to.
I would rim him senseless.
And also, Fev would know who the other fags were in the AFL.
He would.
He would be an amazing gateway.
Oh.
You could get a whole lot of numbers.
Yes.
Angus Monfries, if you're listening, please, please.
You know, the other thing is you could gamble with him the numbers of the game.
Yes, you could.
And he would lose.
yes. Perfect crime. That is a brilliant night out.
Yeah.
A night on the Terps with the Fevolution. You go home with a whole lot of AFL fags phone numbers.
Oh.
And ring-a-ding-ding.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Awesome.
There we go.
Awesome.
I'm going to go to Crown right now. He won't be far away.
No.
just wait long enough.
You just wait 15 minutes. He'll be there.
It'll happen.
Oh, dear.
Woo. You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? Let's do it in the butt. Okay.
All right, it is time for Top or Bottom. We do have a work experience bottom whisperer.
yes.
Oh,
and quite the experience in that too.
In the form of Nath Valvo. Welcome back, darling.
Thank you. I'm nervous. First day on the job.
You haven't whispered before, have you?
And I've never whispered before.
No.
Just trust your feelings and use the force.
And also trust in the fact that we will talk over you so much you really won't get to say anything.
yeah.
All for it.
We don't so much have guests as enablers.
Yeah. yeah. More interruptions.
You've interrupted our train of thought again. All right. Now, this one is a little bit topical in the news at the moment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who would be top or bottom out of 2.5 Men stars, Charlie Sheen and John Cryer?
Okay. Okay. So I had a good think about this.
Yes.
Right. So you've got to put yourself in John Cryer's shoes or Charlie Sheen's shoes. Two right. boys. Any hole's a goal. So,
oh my God, you're so from Eltham.
So I'm thinking Charlie Sheen's the bottom.
Right.
Really?
And the hole is his left nostril.
Ah, yes.
He cops it up the septum.
Yes.
Keeps it fresh.
Because really, it's only a matter of time before his nostrils become one hole anyway.
exactly.
So what you're saying is while he's snorting lines off John Cryer's penis, he just shoves it in.
Haven't we all been there?
Yeah.
Cocaine is, you know, used in as a medicinal, you know, anesthetic.
Anesthetic, yes.
True that.
You seemed surprised that I said Charlie Sheen was the bottom, fellas.
I just, He's an assertive chap. I just...
What, so yeah, no, see... but he's really fucking lazy. Have you seen that show?
Yeah, true.
The whole show
true,
is blocked around him sitting on the couch.
Yeah. He's phoning it in. He is. He really is.
It's Weekend at Bernie style.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen actually passed away in the 90s after filming Hot Shots. And it's just a series of strings.
Now he's being animated by Vatican Assassin Warlock.
Well, the thing is, when I think of 2.5 Men, I always think of John Cryer. I always think it's still a little bit of Ducky from Pretty in Pink.
And he
clearly bottomed for Molly Ringwald. So yeah, there's still a little bit of residual bottom around him.
He's, you know, I think he's grown. But I think it probably started with Charlie Sheen kind of going to do some coke and going, hang on a minute, that's not a rolled up $2 bill. Ducky!
The white substance will do.
Yeah,
but he still calls him Ducky.
So I never watched 2.5 Men, and I genuinely thought John Cryer's character was gay. I genuinely thought that.
Oh, really?
Just from the ads. Have you seen the way he talks and the way he behaves?
Yeah.
He's very camp.
But Ducky was obviously, you know, I genuinely
thought it was about a gay guy, a straight guy, and the son. I really did.
Oh, my God. Whose son did you think it was?
Well, I don't know.
The lesbian next door.
Yeah.
Oh, that fat lesbian that comes around to clean the house.
Yeah. Well, it can't be Charlie Sheen's because his sperm died in the late 80s.
Can you imagine the grey mess that comes out of the end of his cock?
Oh, I think it's
no wonder those bitches are getting 30 grand a pop.
It would be like I think
to Charlie's the horrid slurry that emerges.
Charlie Sheen's cum would be like the fluff you get off the filter in the dryer. Yeah, it would just be
Oh, dear. It sounds like, you know, the bottom of the Prima box. Guys.
Oh, dear.
There you go. Charlie Sheen bottom.
Bottom.
Wow. Yeah.
Nose bottom.
Nose bottom.
Nose bottom.
Nose bottom. Thank you so much, Work Experience Bottom Whisperer.
Thanks.
Nate Valvo.
Genius.
Oh, that has been the Poofcast.
Wow.
Greatest Poofcast ever. Oh,
yes.
It was exhausting.
Oh, man.
By which I mean worst Poofcast ever.
You think they're all bad. Why do you keep turning up? Is this some sort of self-harm thing?
I have nowhere else to go.
Toby.
We are performing for the Melbourne Comedy Festival at the Victoria Hotel in the Vicksboro at 11 p.m. at night. Please come and help Toby with his self-loathing. Yes.
Friday and Saturday nights.
Friday and Saturday night only 11 p.m.
Yes, 11
and
p.m.
It's only $20. It's cheap as because we're cheap as.
Yeah.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out. Can we get on?
Poofcast.